It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
It's been a while since I've been to a bachelor party.
I've never been to one.
Agreed.
Do you remember your bachelor party?
Parts of it.
You do. Okay. Are there things you can talk about? Or
sure.
All right. Where'd you
do? I mean, it was low-key. We went to a friend's bar just down the block from actually the radio station here. So it was just a bunch of the guys trying to get me drunk. And, you know, we're just kind of playing games all day.
I have never seen you drink one alcoholic beverage. So did you get drunk?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Probably didn't take much.
Didn't take a lot.
No, I don't think so. I remember mine. I remember wanting to do things, but then looking around and realizing all four of Cindy's brothers were there, as was her dad.
Uh-huh.
You know? Who was a United States Air Force lifer. So I wasn't about to misbehave.
Good but thinking.
Milwaukee, brand new survey. Milwaukee is ranked as one of the best cities to have a bachelor party in the country. Milwaukee, number three on the list in 2024. This is according to a recent ranking compiled by a place called Search Bloom. It's a marketing company that identified which popular bachelor bash destinations nationwide provide the best bang for your buck. First place, no doubt about it, is Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sure.
Right? Not so obvious in second, our neighbor to the south, Chicago.
Okay. So Jim had his bachelor party in Vegas, and I had mine in Chicago.
Did you
my
really?
Bachelorette. Mm-hmm.
Three categories were examined. Entertainment value, social scene, and accommodations. The number of reviews and the entertainment value and average visitor rating of the top attractions on TripAdvisor, the beer tasting, the social scene, the number of fine dining restaurants, bars and pubs, etc., the accommodations, number of Airbnbs, hotels, affordability, etc. So in the end, Search Bloom awarded each city a final score out of 10, and Milwaukee got a 9.8. And if you are planning a bachelor party in southeastern Wisconsin, some ideas. Earlier this year, Golf Digest ranked the best states for public golf. Wisconsin was number one. Some of the courses, Whistling Straits was number four.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then the Irish course at Whistling Straits was number 56. Erin Hills finished in the top 20, number 17.
Yeah.
Black Wolf Run, number 18. The Meadow Valley's course at Black Wolf Run, 74. And then the Bull at Pinehurst Farms, number 88.
What about like the Brewers?
That's in here too.
Okay.
Yeah, golfing, that was one of the things we did for my bachelor party.
Bucks, Brewers, Admirals, these are all listed here. All the brewery tours. It says everything from Lakefront to Miller. And it said, don't get us started on the beer gardens in Milwaukee.
That's true.
Milwaukee also called the city of festivals, it says here. It lives up to its hype. Summerfest, the largest and longest running music festival. Beer festivals, the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival, the State Fair. And then all the cultural fests as well. And it says there are all kinds of great restaurants. In fact, if you haven't heard, Milwaukee Top Chef filmed here for season 21, which, by the way, debuts coming up in like 5 days.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Top Chef.
That'll be exciting.
You know, let's not forget some of the other entertainment options, like duck pin bowling you could do.
Right.
Yeah.
Dart ball. Like, how fun is that?
That's true.
You're not going to get that kind of entertainment in Las Vegas.
You're absolutely right.
Very true.
But the key to it all is that before you go out to a bachelor party, married men have to have a plan. So says Ray Romano.
My wife couldn't be with us. My wife is in Los Angeles right now. She's a little mad at me, my wife. We had a little spiff, a little fight. Well, she yelled at me. Yeah, I went to a bachelor party that I probably shouldn't have. Yeah, married men, you know you shouldn't go. This was one of those bachelor parties where all the married men had to meet at the end of the night and go, all right, here's what we say we did. All right, listen up. Here's what happened. We got in a fight with some guys. They ripped our underwear. That's all. Just go with that. They ripped our underwear and they smelled good. That's it. That's what happened. Jimmy, you fell and your nipple got pierced. Come on.